now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Born again. What's that? We considered those words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ye must be born again. And now we consider, what is this being born again? The devil tries to flatter people, making them think they're all going to heaven. But the words of the Son of God, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Defeat the devil. And so, he sneaks around with his second lie. He says, okay then, but let me tell you just what this being born again is. Did you know that even in some heathen religions, they speak of being born again? And in almost every religion in America, they have some adulteration of the new birth. Let us consider some of them. One big religion teaches that when their church official takes a baby and applies some water to it, that child is born again. And by that water act, which they call baptism, that child or older person becomes a member of the Church of God, which they claim to be. And by that act, that child enters the kingdom of God, and by that act, that child receives the Holy Spirit. Now, this church claims to have a great esteem for the Apostle Peter, whom they claim founded their church. So I will let Peter answer their false teaching about the new birth. In Acts 10 of the Bible, Peter had preached the gospel to the people and had offered them the forgiveness of all their sins if they would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. These people did believe, and God showed that their faith was real, for he gave them the Holy Spirit. But they had not yet been baptized. For Peter, yes, Peter said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? There was baptism, water baptism, administered to whom? To people who were already saved and who had already received the Holy Spirit. How can baptism save one or put one into God's kingdom or give one the Holy Spirit? If such a religion really esteemed the great Apostle Peter, they would follow his teaching and not attempt to refute it. Neighbor, if when your son was born, a man came to you with some magic water, and he told you that if you would pay him to put that water on your son, he would grow up and become a rich millionaire, you would tell him to get going. What kind of a fool do you take me to be? But when a man comes to you in a priest's garment and he has his holy water and tells you that to put that water on your baby boy will first remove from him the guilt of being born a part of a sin-fallen race, and it would, second, make him a child of God, and third, by that water he will be born again, and fourth, and become a member of the Church of God, and fifth, he will thus receive the Holy Spirit, would you fall for such vain lies? He claimed far more than the one to make your son a millionaire. Water, whether magic water or holy water, whether applied by a plain clothes fake or by a rogue deceiver, will have no virtue or value to your son. No, not as much as a good bath. Our Lord Jesus did not have some holy water to put on Nicodemus to make him born again. Nor did any of his apostles parade any holy water to change wicked sinners. Such devilish schemes of religion waited for the apostles to have died before attempting such deceit. These claims enable such a religion to chalk up church members so easily and as fast as babies are born. No wonder their membership is so big. Such ridiculous teachings trample underfoot the Son of God and his precious blood, by virtue of which is the only way of the new birth. And they exalt their holy water instead of Christ and his cleansing blood. Another set of religious teaching teaches that a babe, when he is baptized, enters God's kingdom and is born again, born of water, as they say. But if that is so, then why do so many who are thus baptized as babies grow up to be those who hate God and who live such devilish lives? And what happens to unbaptized babies who die? And they tell us that unbaptized babies go to hellfire. Can it be that any in a land of an open Bible would believe such religious notions? On the contrary, we do know from the Word of God that the wicked shall be turned into hell. and that for their own wickedness. But no babies that die go to hell fire, for our Lord Jesus told us that he came to save them, for it was not his Father's will that one of them should perish. Then another. Now Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And if the water is baptism, as they insist, then they have to believe that all who are not baptized are lost forever. But our Lord said water. He did not say baptism. Supposing we were to try in the Bible where it said water to change it into baptism. In John chapter 2, just the chapter that precedes our study, our Lord turned water into wine. Did he turn baptism into wine? The idea would be silly. When our Lord said water, he meant it. But what then is the water? In many places in the Bible, water is typical of the Word of God. And so it is in John 3. To this agree all of Holy Scripture. In John chapter 1, we are told that we are made children of God by being born of God. This new birth then is accomplished only by that which is divine and not human. It distinctly says it is not of man, but of God. Baptism is done only by man and not by God, so the water cannot be baptism. But the Bible is a word not of men but of God. It is the divine book and it has divine power. It is the word of life and able to impart a divine life to men, but only as the Spirit of God works with and through the Word of God. These both are divine. The result is that one is born of God, becoming a child of God, and entering into the kingdom of God. Now, if there remains any further doubt in the mind of an honest seeker after the truth, here is a verse that will settle the matter. It is the only other place in the Bible where we read of being born again. Surely it will help us understand what is this water. In 1 Peter 1:23 we read, being born again by the Word of God. The new birth is not by baptism, but it is by the Word of God. And it is by the Spirit of God. Now just a word to those who are in that snare. Consider this. You got baptized. You claim certain blessings while you consign to hell those who were not baptized. But how about yourself? Are you saved? Has your life been completely changed? If baptism were the new birth, it would have changed your whole life. For the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Baptism never did this for even one person. If you are changed, Christ did it. And you, if you are changed, it happened when you received the Lord Jesus Christ and not when you were baptized. What then is this new birth? I have shown you what is not. Now let us see what it is. It is a divine birth, born of God. It is a divine miracle. Man cannot produce it, and man cannot explain it. It is a genuine miracle wrought by God the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, turning a child of disobedience into being a child of God. And there is no substitute for the new birth, neither baptism, nor reformation, nor confirmation, nor a combination of all ordinances, rituals, and rites. There is no substitute for being born again. Now some teach thus, since it is a divine miracle, you must just sit there and wait to see whether God decides to give you this new life or not. They make a soul the subject of faith. They say you cannot believe and be saved until after God first gives you this new life. This teaching is the devil's last ditch to ensnare the anxious soul who is seeking the Lord. Listen to the divine word. These are written, that is God's word, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. See then, you do not get the life in order to believe, but you believe to receive the life. This is God's way and God's order. Right now you can believe if you will. When you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit will give you this new life. You will be born again. But they say the sinner is dead. He cannot do anything. He cannot believe. Please read Luke chapter 15. The prodigal son in the far country was dead. And the father said, this my son was dead and he's alive again. He was dead, yet he could repent. He could leave the hogs and the harlots. He could come home. He could confess his sin to his father. He could, and he did, and so must you. You are not a block of wood, incapable of action, but you are a man with a will and a choice. God's word has been at work clearing up your doubts, awakening you to your sin and guilt, and pointing you to Christ. Now God's Holy Spirit stands ready to impart to you that new life. But there is first a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ you must have. There is first a decision you must make, and that is to receive him as your Lord, to obey him, as your Savior, to trust him, as your God, to worship him. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Make that decision right now. No one can make it for you. And then you will experience that divine miracle of the new birth. Some of you remember your wedding day. On that day, after duly considering the matter, you made a decision and you said, I will. And you are married and pronounced so. God waits to hear your I will, and he will make you his child. God in grace has moved to save you. Now it is your move, and then God will finish the work. Hear his word. To as many as received him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name, who are born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. This very moment can be the occasion of your being born again and being made a child of God. It does not take a preacher, a church house, an altar, or a baptismal pool. It can be right where you are, in your room or your boat, in your car or your office. It does not take a long waiting for some mysterious act of faith. But it does take a real heart decision of yours to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your own for time and for eternity. It does take a real surrender to him for you to be his and to do his will. Right now, bow your knees and your head to him, and with your whole heart, in plain and honest words, tell God your decision. And immediately a divine miracle will happen within you. You will be born again. You will have the same coat, but there'll be a new man in that coat. You will have the same tongue, but it will now praise God and not curse him. You will have the same body, but in that body will dwell the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, what a change! A change that cannot be hid. You will know it. Your friends will know it, and your enemies will too. It'll be a change of heart within you that will show itself in a change of life without. You cannot hide that new life in Christ. This is the new birth of the Bible. This is the being born again our Lord Jesus Christ insisted upon. This is the divine miracle the Holy Spirit is ready to do in you, and this can be your experience now, right now. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
I have a bright prospect of glory divine, for Jesus is with me. I know he is mine, and someday in glory with him I shall shine. For I have been born again. I'll sing it and tell it wherever I go, for I want all to hear it, I want all to know. The joy of salvation that makes the heart glow, for